Friday. The absolute best part of quitting my job and deciding to work for myself is being able to listen to my brain. Creative work can be exhausting, and sometimes I just don't have it in me. This week has been a lot of brain work, teaching, planning, designing, and when I sat down today to figure out what my plan for the day was, I realized I don't have the bandwidth for more of that work. So I'm going to finish up a little of the website design I was working on yesterday and then spend the day sewing. My boss, aka me, gets to make sure I can do my best work every day by listening to what I need to do that day. That never happened at my previous job. My Etsy shop is pretty low stock on a number of things, so I'm going to see how many zipper bags I can make today. I have a stack that I cut out weeks ago, so that step is done, which means I can put on a season of something to watch and binge it while I sew. I get asked a lot, who does my sewing? And people are always really surprised when I say, I do it myself. But sewing days are a much needed mental break from the intensive work of designing and planning. I've got a couple of brand new zipper bag designs, so I'll probably post to Instagram throughout the day as I get those done. A long time ago, I sat down with a stopwatch and timed myself, and it took me 7 minutes to make a zipper bag start to finish. And I think I'm even a little faster when I do a big batch assembly line style. Why time it? Because that's the way I work out my prices. I have an hourly rate that I pay myself for sewing. It varies on how complex the item is. And that way I can make a realistic price that covers my time, the materials, and a profit to pay for the overhead on my business, like that darn new email provider I have to budget for. Lunch and art drop-off. I grabbed a quick lunch, and then I needed to jump in the car to drop off art for an upcoming exhibition. I have a piece that was accepted into an exhibit with a game theme called The Art of the Game, and I created a box inspired by the game Chutes and Ladders. You can see a little more about the piece Likes and Follows here at this link. Sewing. And back to the sewing machine and watching some episodes of Star Trek Discovery. I took a walk and mailed a couple of small things. I didn't get a lot of things finished today, but I did get a lot of things in progress. And that's progress.